In this bulletin, the Prime Minister announces a travel ban for non-citizens wanting to come to Australia. The Reserve Bank of Australia cuts interest rates to a new record low. And in sport, the NBL declares the Perth Wildcats championship winners after cancelling the series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a travel ban for all non-residents, blocking non-citizen arrivals to Australia from 9 o'clock tomorrow night. The travel measures don't apply to Australian citizens or those with residency who can return home but must self-isolate for 14 days. The federal government has also declared new limitations for some medicine purchases, allowing 1 month of supply to be sold at pharmacies. Scott Morrison says most cases of COVID-19 derive from overseas.
We have already seen a very significant reduction in the travel to Australia by non-citizens and residents. It's about a third of what it normally would be at this time of the year, and we've seen reductions even in the last few days when we put in place the bans.
There are now more than 550 coronavirus cases in Australia, and 6 people have died from the illness. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is reassuring Australians that despite economic volatility, the nation's financial system remains strong. The Reserve Bank has cut interest rates to a new record low of 0.25% to ease the economic blow from the coronavirus outbreak. NAB market research suggests that unemployment will start to increase from this month as workers face uncertainty because of the coronavirus. Mr. Frydenberg says small businesses and banks are on the same page because both want to survive the turmoil.
More money will now be available to the banks to lend. And the best illustration of the significance of today's announcement is that the Commonwealth Bank has announced a reduction of a full percentage point in their small business lending rates.
Transport union officials have united to push for stronger government action after holding a roundtable. The Transport Workers Union plans to write to the Prime Minister after its roundtable explored ways that governments can keep the industry viable. Secretary Michael Caine says he'll also ask companies to defer industrial bargaining talks until after the coronavirus emergency. The Australian Road Transport Industrial Organisation's Peter Anderson says the coronavirus is creating a crisis for the economy and community.
People are scared. Our families are scared. We're worried about whether we'll be healthy tomorrow. We're worried about whether we'll have a job tomorrow. The issues for the companies are, how do we manage decreasing revenues? How do we manage a business that isn't making the money it should? And how do we maintain the levels of support for those people that have supported us throughout their working lives?
The Australian dollar has collapsed to 55 US cents, its lowest level since 2002. The dollar had already fallen on Wednesday, and the New Zealand dollar has also dropped 3.4%. In sport, the National Basketball League has formally announced that the Perth Wildcats have won this season's title. On Tuesday, the NBL cancelled the best-of-five series after the Kings decided not to continue because of the coronavirus threat. The Sydney Kings finished at the top of the ladder for the regular season, but the Wildcats lead the grand final series 2-1. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Partly cloudy in Perth, 30 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, rain at times, 20. Canberra, becoming windy and sunny, 29. Wollongong, sunny and 33. Sydney, similar conditions, 35. Newcastle, sunny, 34. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, possible shower or storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.